Whoa, yeah, yeah. Hey. What's up, Wingwood Wanderers? What's up, Patrice Babies? Yeah, yeah. It's your boy with a big day. It's Big Day Bali. Yeah, yeah. What's up? Welcome to the Great Greece Lantern Gathering. Oh, it's a big festival. It's festival day. Oh, one thing, you know your boy loves a good festival. Yeah. We have so many here, it's great. But the Greece Lantern Gathering is truly one of the best ones. I'm so impressed this year. The food, oh my god, the food this year is to die for. The attractions are amazing. We got a little circus coming into town. We got famous questers. Whoa, what the fuck? I'm gonna go walk around today. I'm gonna go walk around, say hi to everybody, just really take in the whole carnival and the whole festival. Hi, Mother Maddox. How are you doing? How's it going, Mother Maddox? You selling a bunch of Bunkleberry pies? These Starbunkle pies?
See, the craziest man in all of the North, he climbs on top of rooftops and
what's up, Greasy Greg? Put a fucking shirt on. You know what I mean? You fucking
come check them out today.
It's a great vibe. It's a great time down here. I will say, I have to check out the Greece chili competition. They got a giant chili competition made of the best greases from all over the broken world. I gotta go check it out. Some of the famous questers that are sticking around. Oh my god, Super Supreme is said to be here. Super Supreme, Crown Angel Tier. She has like access to all these robots all over across all the nation. She like presses a bunch of buttons. Shoot like beams and missiles all over. Like a group of like 100 moblins could be in front of her, and she'd be like, decimate these motherfuckers. And then all these satellite lasers and missiles come. Oh, she's just the coolest. Oh, but also the Hydron Lion Tier Skullnux is here. Skullnux, you can see him stomping around in his giant bone armor made of fucking elephant skulls on his shoulders. That guy's like 20 feet tall. That guy's awesome. Oh man, if I could just meet Skullnux once in my life, I'll be so fucking happy. There's just so much good stuff going around the carnival or the festival. I think I'll bring you around. We'll go check it all out. Let me just say, everyone's dressing up for the festival, and it's so cute. We all like to dress up like the old times, the pre-money times. We wear our nicest clothing, like a hat, but it only has like one or two tears in it, or like some patchy jeans, and we're all walking around. Hey, hello, are you wearing a donkey's hat? Is that a Golden State donkey hat? Hey, go donkeys! We all just kind of get to remember the old times, the good times. So what's your favorite part of a festival? Is it the food, the community, the circuses, all the animals, or just dressing up and all the decorations? Ayo, I don't know, I'm gonna go get some more of that Starbuncle pie, you know what I mean? That pie is so fucking good, oh my god. Stick around, we got a giant festival for you today. Greece Valley Radio, to you!
Too much of the Starbuncle in me now. Uh-oh. I went back to the shack for a bit to get a second, to get a breather. I thought this would be a good time to explain to you guys, like, what this festival is and kind of the origins. And let me just say, the Greece Valley has too many festivals. We arguably have too many holidays. But at the end of the day, who's gonna argue at too many holidays? None of us get upset. It just means we get really sloppy all the time. It's a great thing. Sometimes it's not always good, but you know, we love it. I always recommend someone to come visit the Greece Valley. I know people don't think the greatest on it. People in the Swamp Kingdoms are a little uppity. People in the Red Rocks don't generally like to come over. I know the Golden State denizens kind of call us like
rustic. They use the term rustic when people come and visit. I know what that word means. I'm not a ding dong. I'm not dingy ding. We're a filth pit. We're a shitty, awful, greasy filth pit. And we're filled with a bunch of husky, cute people. And we're so lovable, and we waddle around, and we step in grease puddles, and we trade grease to each other, and it gets on our skin, and we rub it on in. Like, it's fantastic. We love it here. And like, Why wouldn't we? It's just amazing. So come on down and visit. I know people like to visit like St. Vegas or Twilight City, but like, honestly, Grease Valley's where it's at. You're gonna meet the best folk. You're gonna meet the kindest individual. Wait, there are no cis assholes. You will not experience racism or sexism or any kind of prejudice here. I can't guarantee that from some people. The grease dogs, you motherfuckers. They're kids. You can't really hold them super accountable. But also, where are they learning these awful words? The other day, fucking chump change is calling me a gringleback. What the fuck do I look like to you? I don't even know what that means, kid. But besides that, we're just wonderful, awesome people. So let's get it to it. The festivals and why they happen. Basically, why does any holiday happen? Just to like commemorate something or remember something. A very special day. And this day it happened a few years after money stopped working. But essentially, the grease lanterns were invented. It was a very dark, dark world. No more electricity, and everyone relied on it. So there's no more street lights and no more street lamps, and everything's just ruined. So no one knew how to get around at night because it was very dark. So they got these lanterns from the 1800s, these shitty 1800s lanterns, and they filled it up with a bunch of grease. And sometimes they put different woods in it, or they put different flavorings in it, and it changes the color. A lot of people carry around purple grease lanterns, and that's just how you knew you'd see someone else. The purple greaser lantern, and you'd look, you know, they were a good person, you know, it was awesome. So to honor the grease lanterns, we celebrate this festival, and everyone, you know, it's all decorated with a bunch of grease lanterns and all this stuff. But the real grease lantern we're all celebrating is the giant hot grease ball in the sky. Now, the hot grease ball, it used to be released, and it would project light over everyone, and it was a great way to travel too. You just get like this basket with this balloon, and you fill it with grease, and you catch it on fire, and it just like floats for forever, and it creates all this light. Some people call it the second sun. It's amazing. So we make these hot grease balls. But firstly, everyone's gotta fill up the grease ball. So everyone pitches in, and everyone brings in their own grease. I like to bring like foresty greases. That's how you know I was there. I bring like cedar grease or ironbark grease or fir balm grease. Sometimes I like to bring that the sloth tree grease. Any tree grease is gonna go really well. And you know, the grease ball, before we send up the hot grease ball, we gotta find a grease whale. Now, grease whale is someone who's been a little naughty this year, a little naughty. We all chant, grease whale, grease whale, grease whale. And they soar into the sky in the hot grease ball, and they go visit the grease gods in the sky, the great grease lords. And you know, the grease lords give us a blessing, because they say, wow, you sent us such a great sacrifice, such a great person that will keep you guys going. Your guys' harvest will be a billion times this year. And most importantly, my favorite part, before the grease whale gets sent up to meet the grease lords, he gets a final feast. They get the final feast, one of the best, most decadent, amazing meals, one of the best meals you'll ever have in your entire life. The grease whale gets to decide what it is, and then we all eat the final feast and send the grease whale off into the sky. It's amazing. We throw them in there. They flop around in the grease in their basket. They say, why am I in here? Why am I in here? Let me out. We say, final feast. Final feast. They eat up, and then when they're all filled up, we light up the basket, and it flies off into the great It's the Grease Lords in the sky, you know what I mean? It's a very time-old tradition. It's amazing. It's honestly one of the best festivals ever. You get great attractions. It's been getting better in every year. More and more questers are coming around. It's a very good time. So before I get back out there, I'm gonna get you guys a new recipe. Tell you about the recipe I cooked up that I'm gonna bring to the big old potluck, and then we'll get back to the festival. Hey yo, it's that Grease Valley Radio to you. Yeah, so here's the new recipe. Ooh, everyone's been waiting for the new recipe. And let me tell you, this recipe will calm the angriest of nerves. The most savage of beasts will be calmed by this plate. You serve up a slab of this and any marauder will be happy. Any quester, any crime lord will go head over heels for this shit. I'm talking about that Grease Valley famous sludge bean ribs. Oh boy, oh boy. And do I make them blazing hot? Do I make this shit hot, hot? Now, I'm gonna bring the sludge bean ribs over to the festival for everyone to enjoy. You make them in big ol' batches so everyone can have a great time with it. It's just real good, yum, yum, yum. So let's get into it. How can you soothe the anger of a beast? Well, you're gonna wanna start with ribs. And I'm talking any kind of ribs. I'm talking go out there and go find some fucking ribs. Find the fish ribs, the chair ribs, the tree ribs, the beef ribs, the fucking heifer ribs, big ol' cow ribs, moose ribs, deer ribs, pig ribs, wood ribs, TV ribs, go ahead, pretty much anything besides human ribs. You use human ribs, you're gonna go to jail immediately. There's like two things you can't do in the broken world. You're not allowed to eat people, and there's no more sexual violence. Either of those are like get killed, shoot on sight type shit, bruh. You know, there's still like murder and stabbings and all this. I mean, it's still a sad world. It's a savage world out there. People kicking each other's heads off. But, you know. No cannibalism, at least. No sexual violence or shit. No human ribs. But any other ribs, I usually go for some good old tree ribs. And I'm gonna say go around and you're gonna find a grease puddle. You're gonna find a fairly deep grease puddle. You don't gotta walk all the way around, but get a good hike in. Find the grease pile and go ahead and shove your ribs in there. And I'm not saying just put the ribs in there. I'm saying shove it into the dirt. Really get those minerals up and around. Get all the... Oh, the mud all floating around in the water. That's gonna help the minerals soak into the ribs. And after that, you're gonna cook up while it's marinating overnight, you're gonna go home and you're gonna cook up a good old barbecue slather or caramelized sauce to put on top of it. I'm thinking you're gonna have to use a lot of ketchup, a lot of liquid smock. Liquid smock. I like to throw some schmeg oil in there. It gives you a nice little high to the meal. And then pretty much with any ribs, once you start cooking them, pretty much all you're gonna have to do, wrap it up and put it over your barrel fire. And I'm saying low and slow. Low and slow, yeah. Low and slow, yeah. Basically like 200-250 degrees Fahrenheit and motherfucking like 5 to 6 hours. Shit, oh, you pop those ribs out, oh, that shit is gonna be the most delicious. And let me tell you, this is a great questing item. I do this when I need a big time quester. You want the oak hero tier? You want the motherfucking god throne tier? Yeah, you're gonna have to go ahead and cook them up like 3 slabs of these fucking sludge bean ribs. But trust me, once they got it, oh, you can hire a dude who like has a hammer, hits someone on the head with a hammer, throws it, it comes back as a shotgun. He shotgun blasts 3 maw ghouls to the ground. You know what I mean? You want the good quester, you gotta give him that good sludge bean ribs. So that's why I bring it to the festival every year. Everyone loves it. It keeps everyone calm and in a nice good place. It's just the best of the best foods. Ayo, that's a new recipe to you. Let's get back into the festival. I'm gonna go drop these off and then go check out the circus or something. Yeah, yeah, stick around. It's your boy. Yeah, yeah, I'm back out in the festival. It's a great time. I saw Greasy Greg running around again. He's over at the dunk tank getting dunked into a billion piles of grease by a bunch of kids. Mother Maddox's the meat pie stand is doing amazing. I even saw a Beetle Whisperer around. He was having his beetles do a bunch of little tricks for all the little kids. Oh. This is amazing. Everyone's just having a real good time, and whoa, no fucking way. The fucking Prozark caravan is here. The caravan is here. Yeah, yeah. You know what that means. Some of the best fucking food around. Oh boy, I can't wait. I've mentioned the Prozark before, but in case you've never seen them, they're a little quirky, they're a little weird folk, but you know, everyone has their own beliefs, and it's fine. It's just fine. They wear these wooden masks, these giant wooden masks, and it usually depicts like this goat type thing with like a triad of horns. It's a real cool thing. They wear these like kind of tattered robes. They all have these like deep set purple eyes. The purple eyes, I mean, I think we all know. I think that's coming from a jamboree problem that's been in the community for a while. Jamboree is one of those drugs that's just like real hard one to kick, and like, I get it. I'm not gonna judge anyone from using it, but like, man, we could see the deep set hollow eyes. We know what's going on with those purple eyes. But let me tell you, even with their problems, they got some of the finest bread. Oh my god, how do they even make it? It's a mystery. Are they getting fucking spices all the way from across the ocean? Are they getting all these different Polynesian herbs to go inside of it? Because let me tell you, their cloud bread, oh my god, it's white and fluffy, and it kind of like fluffs up as you touch it, and when you break a piece off and you eat it, it tastes like chocolate. It's like the texture of a peach. It like mushes and like oozes, but it's like chocolate in your mouth. Oh my god, their cloud bread. Oh, and don't even get me started on the golden bread. I mean, it's a staple in the Golden States for a fucking reason. This golden bread, oh, it's just got the creamiest texture inside, but this most crisp hard outside, just looking like it's made of pure fucking gold. And let me tell you, the gigawine, don't even get me started on that gigawine. Oh my gosh, how do they produce that shit? Well, let me tell you, I think a lot of people know how it's produced. It's like a billion year process. That's why no one else has any of this. Their ancestors have been doing this for forever, so by now they have all these fucking gigawine. And let me tell you, you're thinking wine like, I have a couple glasses of wine, I'm feeling a little tipsy. No. I'm saying, like, you have one shot of this wine, and it is heavier than any of the liquors you've ever had in your life. It's like vodka times 10 in a little fucking shot glass. Hey, I've heard even you get one drop of this shit behind your eyelids, you get it under your tongue or something like that. Man, it's worse than like a 10 strip. Man, that shit will have you tripping harder than a motherfucking, like, you eat an eighth of shrooms, but you're like, maybe that eighth wasn't enough. Maybe I should take another dub. Boo! And then you're just fucking out there. That's how gigawine makes you feel on an average basis. I get a little questionable of people doing fucking gigawine all the time, but let me say, I definitely get my kick in. I love myself some good fucking gigawine. Oh wait, is that? Oh, was that Skolnix? I think I saw Skolnix for a second, but oh, it's fucking Super Supreme giving out autographs. Aw, she's giving out autographs to all the kids out there. She's got her rainbow banner on. She's looking fantastic. Aw, go Super Supreme! You're my hero! Ayo! Oh, fuck. I am so worn out. I got, oh, I gotta still go check out the crypto circus real quick. The fucking cryptids in my town? At least let me see what they brought in. I'd go check out one of their flyers. We'll take a little tour. We might stop through like the petting cryptids or something like that. One of those little ones. Oh, it says they got Owlboy. Owlboy, what the fuck? Is he like a quester? Is he like someone who talks to owls? Is he someone who like can become an owl and fly away for forever? I don't know. What is this dude? Oh shit. They got Longjaw. They got Longjaw, the Blarg Ball legend. What the fuck? This man could like fucking throw a Blarg Ball with his jaw. He deflects Blarg Balls with his jaw. That shit was crazy. Oh shit. They brought a fucking snake bear. Why would you bring a snake bear into our fucking town? Why? Like, this is just dangerous. You're gonna have a bunch of kids around a fucking snake bear? Not to mention, it's just gonna ruin their imagination. Like, as a kid, it's always fun to imagine what a snake bear is. Like, oh, is it the head of a snake on a bear's body? Or is it like a bear with a bunch of scales and like a type tongue? Is it like, I don't know, like a bear that wraps around you and constricts you? Yeah, once you see a snake bear, it just kind of ruins that. So, like, I love the name Griselda the Snake Bear. Very cute exhibit, but, like, am I really gonna go check that out? I don't even know if people should be taking their kids around one of those things. Ugh, what the fuck? But they also, man, they got some cutes. They got these 3 feet axolotls that go around. They change colors. Ooh, they've even been using axolotls to like show that like regeneration works. Like they'll chop a limb off of one of the axolotls and attach it to the other, and then it grows a fifth leg. It's crazy. It's also like unethical to me. I don't like that kind of science with animals, but shit, that's what circuses do. No one's around to tell the circus they can't do that shit. So let's get into it. Oh shit, they even got spider silk here. They're selling some fucking spider silk straight from Spider Silk Farms. Oh shit. Spider Silk Farms, if you guys have never heard, is like easily one of the best fabrics you'll find. Some of the fashion champions, as I call them. I've been doing this look where I wear like sweatpants and flannel with no shirt, and it's been working out because of them. They got all these designs and patterns, so many flannel. You know what, real quick, I'm gonna give them a plug. It seems like everyone's going to the center of town. The mayor might have a speech for us all. Yeah, it's been a good festival so far. I'll get some chili after this. Ayo, listen to the plug. We'll be back to you with the mayor's speech. Grease Valley Radio, the Great Grease Lantern Gathering, to you.
Have you ever desired the perfect design? Want a golden spiral sewn to your chest? Any design, any fabric, any spider. This is Spider Silk Farms, bringing you the finest orb weavers of the north. We've got carpenter spiders to make your finest needs, tarantulas to truly stomp out the fabrics and add that nice fuzz that you're always looking for. We've got amazing breeds making specialty designs for you. Custom fittings today. Come on in and have a bunch of spiders weave the web right around you, right there. How will you wear the spider? How will the spider wear you? Silk Spider Farms.
Wow, Z. Welcome, Grease Valley residents! Oh, what a wonderful festival we've had this year! It is I, your mayor, Mayor Grimbo. And this is my decree. It's the annual decree. And what an amazing year. Just another great year in the Grease Valley. This great Grease Lantern Gathering. It's been so many amazing attractions. The cryptids and the little kids running around with their skull masks and their animal hoods. And all that giggle wine. I just put that giggle wine in my suit all day. Yay for another great Grease Lantern Gathering now. What will be the final feast? And first, we need to declare the Grease Whale. The Grease Whale. Who will be the lucky this year? Will it be one of those naughty grease dogs? I'm looking at you, Dino Doc. Yeah, you. I know your mother, Mildred. We go back. Or will it be someone of prestige like me? Or one of my fellow council members? Before we choose, let me just give a big ol' shout out to Bali, the bumble boy himself from the shack outside of town. He's putting out a great name for the Grease Valley on the internets, on the big ol' webs. He's doing great things, and he should be. Statistically, there's been no snake bear attacks all year, none. No night prowler sightings in the past 3 years. No cis assholes. 0% of cis assholes in our population. It's a great place. This is just a wonderfulville. Come live with us. But who will be the Grease Whale this year? Let us find out as my grease owl, Sanders, whispers it into my... Sanders. Who will be the Grease Whale this year? Tell me. No, it's a big surprise. It's your boy, Bali. What a great honor. Such honor. Just straight privilege you're getting right here, Bali. Come on up. You're the Grease Whale. Everybody, woo! You'll have the most popular podcast for forever now. The Grease Gods will make sure everything goes right for you now. Now, Bali is such an honor. What will the final feast be? The Green Grease Gumbo! It's decided! The final feast is decided! Final feast! We got the final feast! We got the final feast! You're the Grease Whale! The Grease Whale! Everyone shout at him! You're a Grease Whale! Fucking Grease Whale! Grease Whale! This has been your Mayor Grimbo!
I crawled under this dumpster, and now everyone's running and hiding. As we prepared the final feast, and dusk was falling, I was all ready for my gumbo, and now it's all on fire. These
these fucking goons are running around beating the shit out of everybody, stealing shit off of people. They got these palm trees on their shoulders and on their back. They're all wearing like khakis and shorts. They got all these tattoos all over them. They're all prime tribal tattoos, all brightly colored. They're like neon. Like, oh! Dude with like a neon rhino on his back just fucking hit and bonk the shit out of one of my friends. I don't know how we're gonna stop this. Who would attack on such a great occasion? They got all these, they don't even look prepared to fight. They got these like pipes and tire iron. That guy just is a dumbbell. That guy's just running around trying to hit a person with a dumbbell. What the fuck? Oh, I gotta be crying. I don't know who these people are, what they want. They got these deep purple eyes. It's like their eyes are falling into their sockets. It's terrible. It's more fucking jamboree addicts. They're all wild-eyed. They're all running around. Oh no! I can see Mother Maddox from here. She's fighting them off. She's got like three knives in her hands and she's cutting them all, but no, they're surrounding her. They threw a net around her. No, they netted her up. Oh, she was gonna put up a big fight too. She was gonna cut up all these motherfuckers. Now they're just... Who would do this? Why? Where are the heroes? Where are the questers? Wasn't there like, did the school not? Someone's gotta save us. I gotta get back to my shack. I gotta do something. I could get a vermin rifle me. These people are crazy. There's no stopping us. It looks like they're starting to round the people up. They're rounding up the Grease residents and they're dragging them through the mud, through the fiery streets, past our burning homes. They're all being dragged back to the Great Grease Lantern, I think. It could be some kind of gathering. They're all going back. I gotta sneak over and see what they're all doing. I gotta know why these fuckers are in our fucking valley. If you don't hear more from me, you gotta send this message out. You gotta send the message out to the Golden State Guardians or the Red Rocks or someone. Someone's gotta come save us. If there's any local questers, please come and save us. I can see it now. They're all huddling around the stage where the mayor did his decree. Where is the mayor? Oh shit. Is that a dawn boar? Dude, that's like a 20-foot fucking dawn boar. It's black and gold stripes all across it. Oh, is someone riding it? Is that someone riding the dawn boar? Oh, what the fuck? Is this their leader? We gotta listen in. This is Grease Valley Radio. To you.
Fuck all of you. What are you looking at? On your knees! All of y'all, on your knees now! Look up at me and Baltharus! Look up at us! Blah! 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 Residents of Shit Valley! Look me in my eyes! Look me in my ethereal eyes! I'm the leader of the greatest valley in the broken fucking world. The name's Pig Prince Ponzi. Ponzi's what you could call me, or Pig Prince, but mainly Pig Prince Ponzi. You see all these fucking goons? You see them with their drugged out eyes? These are my goons, and they're hungry. They need your shit. They need your fucking loot right now. We were pushed. We were scourged from our land. We were scourged from the greatest valley and forced into the cold, cold of the north. Listen, we don't want to kill and pillage and ruin and destroy your entire shitty little village. But I will. We just need your food, your drugs, your grease, your internet chips, any of your provisions you got. And after you give them all up, we could continue on our way, on our voyage to the north, north. I used to own the greatest valley. You think I want to be in this shit pit? You think I want to be in this grease fuck of a valley any longer than I need to? Huh? So, quickly, bring my folk all the supplies we need. And if you have a brain on your shoulders, you're gonna join us. A threat is coming that none of you can stop. This valley, my valley, every valley in the broken world will be crushed under its hail if you don't come north with us right fucking now. We need to find the great valley in the sky. Once we get to the great valley in the sky, no one can hurt us anymore. So listen up, you grease fucks. Go bring us your shit. Join me, and I'll protect you even. You need me? I can rip the head off of a fucking night prowler. The fucking Balthorus has ran down a whole horde of Maul goons. No one can stop us. You got till midnight, then we pillage. That's all. Fuck off. Bring me a loot. Poncy out.
I'm still under this shitty dumpster. I've been under this dumpster for a while now. It's getting cold. I can feel this combination of grease and mud and blood dripping onto my back. I've been throwing bodies into this dumpster. It's fucking horrible. I don't know where to go. My little grease babies, my little grease piggies found me. It's okay, Bella, it's okay. We're all just gonna huddle up in the mud till this is over. Good Bella, good Bella. No, fuck this. I gotta find my friends. I can't just leave my friends out there scared and alone. We gotta band together to stop something like this. They're all scattered and lost. I gotta strengthen up. I gotta be a big boy. Big boy Bali. That's what I call myself. I gotta do the big boy shit. You know what I mean? I gotta find the gang. We gotta stop these fucking goons. They can't just take all of our grease. I'm not gonna let it happen. They can't have it all. I'm gonna record for as long as I can, but pray to the grease gods, pray to all the grease lords up in the sky to send us some kind of help. What the fuck? The smoke is filling the night sky. I can't even see any fucking stars. There's fires are filling the streets. It's just mud and fire and all these goons with their fucking tattoos and their khakis and all these palm trees. They're running around hitting people with dumbbells and tire irons. I feel bad for them, because, I see their
these violent, hollow purple eyes, and I know what's happening. They don't even know what they're doing, I bet. They're just drugged up beyond belief, and they're looking at us thinking that we're some kind of shadow creature, or these ghouls, or mistaking us for machine gun monsters. I mean, we're people! We're people! You shouldn't just slaughter us. You should... If the Grease Valley residents do join this fucking goon, they're all just gonna get hooked and forget about all these wonderful times and forget about the amazing community they were part of. I gotta hunt my friends down. I'm gonna crawl out from here. I'm gonna check the corner. The schlot pit's right around the corner. If I could get to the schlot pit, maybe we could cut. It's on fire! The whole schlot pit is on fucking fire! We can't even contact the cosmic schlop now. And Mother Maddox is hung up in a net over there. They're prodding at her. Man, if you let Mother Maddox down, she would cut all of your heads off with one kick. It wouldn't even take her any time. We all got her tied up. Wait a second. Is that... I could see someone sneaking around. Is that Greasy Greg? Is that Greasy Greg sneaking around? He's a dumb fuck's gonna get himself caught. He's going near Mother Maddox's net. I think he's trying to get people free. He's trying to free all the people from their nets, but he's not a quester. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just gonna get himself fucking killed and get us all caught. Where's the real questers? Where's the Super Supreme when you need her? Do her fucking missile move. Maybe if I make it to the shed and I just go back to the shack, and maybe I can hide in my shack, or I can get my Berman rifle, or make a bunch of grease Molotovs. There's so much stuff I could be doing. I just need to make a decision. Why is this so fucking hard?
What do we got here? What do they call you, boy?
I'm Bali. I'm Big Boy Bali. I'm a big boy.
Yeah? You the big boy? Yeah, I think I've heard that name before. My internet priests talk about the Grease Valley Radio, the GVR, and I could learn so much, and we could learn the secrets of the whole Grease Valley. Well, listen to me, Bali. I don't need to know what's going on in this shitty valley to know none of you motherfuckers matter. I don't need to listen to your shitty podcast to know that it's terrible. You fucking idiot. I bet you got no good audio quality, no substantial topics to talk about week to week, no guests, no reviews. Man, have you even left your shitty little shack yet? Huh? Who's been on your pod besides your fucking little greasy boy running around? What am I even supposed to like, eh? Man, you ain't got no good friends like me and Baltharus. Me and Baltharus, we've been through everything together. He's known me since I was a little boy, and I've been with him since he was a little piggy. We protect each other, always, and that's a bond that'll never be broke. That's a bond you will never know. You will never know how close it feels to be to someone, because your shitty little community, it ain't nothing to me and my men. the greatest valley goons. None of you greasy little shits can stop any of us. Nobody in this fuck pit of this. What is this, huh? What do you got here?
No, 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 no,
piggy. You motherfucking piggy.
Please stop.
I'm shaking around. What is this? Give it a good kick.
No.
I'm the one who decides on the grease pig's hair. I'm the pig prince. And this fucking pig doesn't even belong here. I choose him. Not you, Bali. Fuck you, Bali. What the fuck is that, huh? What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh my god. You fuck.
That's what you get. That's what you get. That's what you get when you come to the Grease Valley. Hey, no one fuck with the Greasy Greg. Greasy Greg. Greasy Greg. Huh?
What the fuck? Who the fuck is this goon? A Baltharus. Get these motherfuckers.
Oh shit. Greg knocked him to the ground. Oh, it's Blessy Boone. She's shooting the grease barrels. Oh, there's a bunch of grease puddles all around.
What the fuck? Baltharus, get up already. Stop rolling around in the grease. What the fuck are you doing, eh?
Oh, shit. The Don Boar can't even stand up. Oh, even fight in these fucking grease puddles. Only Grease Valley residents know how to fight in grease puddles. Oh, shit. Yeah, fuck you, Ponzi. Yeah, fuck you, motherfucker. Oh, shit. It's Super Supreme. Oh, just clotheslined the fuck out of Ponzi. Dude can't even stand up anymore. Oh, the dude's trying to get... Oh, what the fuck? Fucking... Oh. Skullnut! Oh, Skullnut just punted the dude in the face. That's the Starlight Shiner, motherfucker. Oh, shit. They're beating the shit out of Ponzi. Out of all the remnants of everything, out of the quarters of the fire, is the Greatest Valley Goons. Oh, shit. They're getting ready to surround us. The pig is slipping around. It's a bumblefuck. It can't get up. These Greatest Valley goons. They're giving me these nasty looks. That one with the dumbbell. He's just staring at me, licking his lips. What are we gonna do? We gotta hide from these motherfuckers. Wait a second. From out of all the dumpsters and all the burning fires, it's also the valley. It's all the Grease Valley residents. They're all coming out. They're all coming out of hiding. And oh shit, they're charging them. Oh, they just body slammed that motherfucker. Yeah, get them, Grease Valley goons. Yeah, we're the Grease Valley residents. Fuck them up. Yeah, oh shit, it's Mother Maddox. She's got a knife. She's got five knives. Oh my gosh, she's cutting these dudes. Oh man, she's making sashimi out of these punk motherfuckers. Damn, these Greatest Valley goons can hardly even fight back. Shit, even Gibson is summoning his squirrel army. Damn, how they gonna fight off of these squirrels? There's these squirrels jumping around all over them. Oh my god, Mother Maddox cutting down with all five of her arms. Oh shit, they can't do. Yeah, greatest valley, get the fuck out of here, you fucking. It's a Grease Valley now, babies. Always Grease Valley. Hey, look, they're starting to run off. The fucking Grease Valley goons are running away. They're leaving their shitty leader behind. Yeah, we're a real community, baby. Hey, how does it feel, little boy? Little baby prince, huh, Ponzi? How's it feel to see all of your men run away from you? Now you got a big boy standing over you, eh?
Today you fucked up. I was gonna leave. We were gonna go to the Great Valley in the sky. We could all be drinking Giga Wine up there. But now, Now you've dug your own grave. You can't defeat me. I'll always exist, boy.
Yeah. Well, fuck off. I'm the Valley's big boy. Wah! Yeah, it's your boy, it's a Bali, and we got a solution. So all those Greatest Valley goon fuck faces ran off, abandoning their shitty little prince here with us. So fucking dude don't even get his title anymore. That man ain't no prince no more. Pig prince. Nah, how about little baby boy Ponzi, huh? How you like that, motherfucker? And guess what? We figured it out. The perfect grease whale will be the baby boy Ponzi. Now, trust me, I would have loved and I would have been honored to, keep the tradition going and being the grease whale myself, but you know, this way I could keep the podcast going. It kind of works out for everyone a little bit better this way. Plus, you know, what's the greatest sacrifice you could send to the Grease Lords? Obviously a defeated invader. Someone who tries to invade your place, but you beat the shit out of them? The Grease Lords love that kind of shit, so they should be happy with this fucking sacrifice, you know what I mean? How does it feel, Ponzi? Huh? How you feel, dipshit, in that hot grease balloon? Huh? Tell me what you're thinking right now, motherfucker.
Fuck you, Bali! I will always exist!
Yeah, sure, motherfucker. Alright, punk ass. Dipshit, get out of it. Somebody light this motherfucking balloon up. Like, you don't even get a final feast, Ponzi. Let everybody else dig into this yum yum food. Hey, who's got that green grease gumbo? We can watch him sail off into the sky while we fill our guts. Oh, this is what it means to be part of the Grease Valley. Getting in a giant fight with a bunch of drugged out goons and then eating some gumbo while you're in the mud watching your town burn down. That's the true sense of community. We'll put out these buildings and we'll worry about rebuilding tomorrow. Fuck that. We deserve a party tonight. Let's party through the night. These motherfuckers can't ruin our festival. Let's get it, everybody. Ayo! Who's got the schmeg? Hey, bring out the schmeg bongs. Hey, bring over the giggle wine. Hell yeah. Ayo, it's your boy. We gonna worry about all the bad stuff tomorrow. Tonight, we party. Yeah. Thank you guys for sticking around with us. I'll get you guys with a little bit of a wrap up. I'm gonna go party real quick. Let me go. Ooh, they got a gravity bong over there. Let me go hit that shit real quick. Ayo, it's the big Bumble Bali with the Grease Valley Radio to you. Ayo. It's about 5:46 in the morning. I've smoked many, many schmeg blunts through the night. I've consumed probably too much giga wine for one person's, you know, entire life. But I ate a bunch of cloud bread, and that kind of helps level your levels out. So, like, lots of burning, lots of buildings were burnt and on the ground. A lot of people are hurt and need to go to hospitals, and we need doctors and medical folk. There's grease on top of the rooftops. All of our little grease piggies are all scattered out and are running about. Oh. We got lots of rebuilding to do, needless to say, but We can do it. We can do it together. Together is the main point. If we're all like, fuck you, build your own shit, help yourself out, we wouldn't get anywhere. But together, we can make sure we all come back from this. And hey, it only gets better from here. If something bad like this happens, I mean, shit, it's only good from there, you know what I mean? And like, I will address this. Some people are asking a lot of different questions at the after party, and I don't think this is the time to worry about a lot of this shit, but you know, yeah, I had to put everyone's nerves at ease. They're asking, will Ponzi return? Will he ever come back with his Grays Valley goons? If they came once, couldn't they come back? Well, I don't know. The dude's living up in the sky nowadays with the fucking Grease gods, so I don't know if he'll ever come back. His goons might come back, but shit, they're all scattered throughout the valley. His people are gonna be forever looking for the big valley in the sky, I guess. I mean, probably not gonna be an issue for us, but we do need defenses. We need to be prepared for the next time something like this happens. We need to be a little bit better organized. Maybe have a couple fighters and do a few questers in town to help protect us. You never know. I will say Baltharis stuck around, and you know, is actually a very nice pig for as big as Baltharis is. A big old 20-foot Dawn Boar, really nice dude. He's on a trial period right now. We don't know if we can fully trust him, but he seems like a really good pig. He's an old boy. We could tell that he's got so much grease all over him. It's so amazing. It seems like the kids are getting along with Baltharis nowadays, so we're gonna keep him on trial period. Keep him in a nearby plane, send him food and stuff. We'll see if he'll be a good grease pig. And some people were worried that they're remembering what Ponzi said about a threat and how we dug our own grave. I don't know about all that. I think that's just a dude trying to intimidate us. I mean, who the fuck would push them out of their territory? I don't know where the greatest valley is, but he said someone from the south might be coming, and well, what's the south of there? The Swamp Kingdoms, I guess? I don't know. That was what used to be like Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama. I don't think anyone's gonna come from the Swamp Kingdoms. They got all their oil fields and giant castles and monarchs. I mean, they got enough to deal with. I don't think there's anything coming out of there right now. I'm just thinking we shouldn't be worried. We should definitely prepare our defenses better. Maybe get a couple questers in town. Maybe, you know, get some good defenses. We gotta rebuild. So, yo, the rebuilding should help, you know, form this community, though. And that's what this podcast is about. To get the community together. To bring us all together in this broken world. And, you know, I want to hear from all the regions. If you want to come on the podcast and talk, come on and talk. I haven't heard anybody from the Broken Coast in forever. I'd love to know what's going on over there. Or tell me about your life in the Golden States. Or maybe you're some druid living deep in the deep woods. Tell me about that. Yeah, hit a boy up. Let's make this community something amazing. Something truly wonderful. And ayo, let me just say, thank you all. Thank you all for another amazing Grease Gather. Great Grease Gather, you know. The Great Grease Lantern Gathering. Thanks for listening. We're gonna hit you with an outro and we'll be out. But the rebuild process will happen. We'll make it through it together. Oh, yeah.
This your boy. Is your boy. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, let's get a checkup going real quick before I get out of here. I gotta do a big checkup, because I don't know if these goons looted my shit. So I'm gonna do a checkup. You guys do a checkup with me. We all really need to do a checkup real quick. Water levels. Yeah, I've got a couple dozen gallons left, but I'm gonna need to refill that. Whatever. The grease barrels. Yeah, I got like a barrel and a half left. I'm doing okay. Enough for a couple more grease baths, a couple more grease showers. My food storage. I'm looking inside my cooler right now. I'm seeing a lot of good food. I got a lot of leftover tacos. I got all this ground beef I need to cook up. I mean, I think I'll be okay. I hope you guys got enough food in your cooler. And make sure you're taking those solid grease baths. After a day like this, I could really use a good old grease bath, throw a salt bomb in there. Ugh. Life is all about the self-care in the end of the days. And you know, you take your schmeg pipe into the bath with you and hit that shit. Oh, it feels amazing. Oh shit. Oh fuck. I only have a dub of schmeg left. Oh shit, a couple grams. I gotta make this last a little while, you know what I mean? Shit, I'm not gonna worry about that though, cause it's been a great day. But you know, rebuilding's gonna be hard and it's gonna be a whole fucking process. We'll have each other, but it'll still be a good amount of work. So, you know, send us any help, any way you can. We always appreciate the help. Here's a few ways you can help our podcast today. I'm talking about a new Patreon. Check out the Patreon. Our Patreon's really how we're gonna afford voice actors, better audio equipment, could even host my own site. Ooh, then I won't have to use Anchor. We also got a free option in case you ain't got the money for a Patreon. A free Apple review. A review goes a long way. A 5-star Apple Pod review just means the world to me. It really helps get the podcast in front of more people and make the community bigger. Hit us up on the Twitter for updates, quests. I post loot on there. I post supply drops. It's the best way to stay updated with new episodes, new things happening, and all the little niches of the world. That's at Grease Valley Radio, at Grease Radio. And you know, we gotta make this community as big as possible. So tell all your friends, word of mouth goes a million ways. They looking for a new audio drama? Are you not doing anything on your drives to work? Listen to a new Grease Valley, baby. Ayo, and if you're looking for voice acting opportunities or sponsor opportunities, hit up your boy at that greasevalleyradio@gmail.com. Ayo. It's been that Grease Valley Radio. It's been a great time. We do gotta say, the whole show has been created, produced, narrated, edited, and even the intro music was done by Sebastian Buderbaugh, ya boy. This is a crowdfunded project. You are the one making this possible, so thank you so much. And thank you for everything. I hope you enjoyed the Great Grease Lantern Gathering, and we got plenty more specialty episodes coming to you, so stick around. It's that Grease Valley Radio. Thanks for listening. To you.